Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's always weird to start the show because I always feel like I start it the same way. So I'm trying to think of like new cool ways to start it. And then I just start with like a hi. And then Quinn rolls her eyes, which you guys can't see. Welcome to this week's episode of Trivia for Kids, the podcast.
I'm Quinn.
I'm Casey. Thanks for joining us. How are you today, Quinn?
I'm great.
Glad to hear it. Do you want to hear a joke?
I would love to hear
a joke. Let's jump right in, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Our first joke comes from Evelyn.
Thank you, Evelyn.
I love this joke. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Because? Because? So good.
Oh, man.
Joke number two comes from Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie.
Why didn't the air conditioner go to the football game?
It's too cold.
Because he wasn't a fan.
Oh, I like that.
Me too. Our last joke comes from Eli. Three E's. Evelyn, Ellie, Eli.
Thank you, Eli.
How do you get Pikachu onto a bus?
You shoot him with one of those ball things.
You Pokemon. Oh, it's a play on words. Pokemon. Come on. Come on, Pikachu. Get on that bus. Pokemon. I like it. Thank you for the jokes, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm ready for trivia. Let's get going.
Oh, yes.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round 1. The category is video games. Question 1. What is the name of the game that allows users to create and play obstacle courses in Roblox? Dobby, Obby, or Gobby? Question 2. In the game Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, what animal can Link turn into? A tiger, a bear, or a wolf? Question 3. What video game came with the Nintendo Entertainment System when it was released in the 1980s? And was meant to be played with the NES Zapper Gun. It shared a cartridge with Super Mario Brothers. Was it Duck Hunt, Buck Hunt, or Skunk Hunt? Question 4. Which mob in Minecraft can explode and cause damage to players? Question 5. What color are Yoshi's shoes? Red, orange, or yellow? Question 6. In Animal Crossing New Horizons, what is the name of the shop run by Timmy and Tommy? Nook's Cranny or Crook's Nanny? Question 7. In Rocket League, what type of vehicle do players control while trying to score goals in a giant soccer-like arena? Motorcycles, ATVs, or cars? And now the round 1 answers. This week, Brooks wanted to jump in for some video games. Hi, Brooks. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Great. What do you know about video games?
I don't know.
Lots of things?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Question 1. What is the name of the game that allows users to create and play obstacle courses in Roblox? Dobby, Obby, or Gobby?
Obby.
It is Obby, which is just short for obstacle course. Question two. In the game Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, what animal can Link turn into? A tiger, a bear, or a wolf?
A wolf.
You knew that?
Yeah, because Wes told me.
It is a wolf. Link turns into a wolf when he enters the Twilight Realm.
Wes told me.
So your friend plays this game?
No, he has it at his house.
Oh, I see. Well, you were right. It was a wolf. Question three. What video game came with the Nintendo Entertainment System when it was released in the late 1980s and was meant to be played with the NES Zapper gun? It shared a cartridge with Super Mario Brothers. Was it Duck Hunt, Buck Hunt, or Skunk Hunt?
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt!
We have that game.
We do have that game.
But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work because TVs and the Nintendo Zapper gun aren't compatible anymore because the technology is too different. But I remember playing Duck Hunt as a kid all the time. And then you'd miss the birds and the bird dog would go, hee! He would pop up from the grass and he would laugh at you when you missed. But if you shot the duck, then he would come up with the duck in its mouth. Question four. Which mob in Minecraft can explode and cause damage to players?
Creeper.
That is correct. A creeper is a common hostile mob that silently approaches players and then explodes, which can destroy blocks and kill unarmored players on any difficulty except for peaceful.
I know. Some creepers wear armor.
Ooh.
But they don't wear body armor because the body armor doesn't really fit them because they don't have any arms.
So can you, as a player, wear armor to defend yourself from the creepers?
Yeah, but you have to wear, you can make strong armor.
Interesting. You guys love Minecraft. Question five. What color are Yoshi's shoes? Red, orange, or yellow?
Orange.
They are orange. I would have guessed red. I don't know why I picture Yoshi with red shoes, but they are orange. You're right. Question six. In Animal Crossing New Horizons, what is the name of the shop run by Timmy and Tommy? Nook's Cranny or Crook's Nanny?
Nook's Cranny.
Nook's Cranny is a central store in most Animal Crossing games. In New Horizons, Timmy and Tommy, identical twin raccoons, run the store.
Raccoons run the store?
Yeah! Animal Crossing, so they must all be animals. I love raccoons.
I did not even know that. I just guessed.
Good guess. I would love to go to Nook's Cranny. That sounds funny. Question seven. In Rocket League, what type of vehicles do players control while trying to score goals in a giant soccer-like arena? Motorcycles, ATVs, or cars?
Cars.
It is cars. So, Brooks, you love Rocket League. You tell us how it works.
We just drive and try to score goals.
Yeah, but you play with a football, right?
I play with football.
You used to play Rocket League all the time. You loved it. I've even played before. You always beat me, though. I was never any good at it. I am not great at video games, except Dr. Mario. I am a pro at Dr. Mario.
I am not good at the game.
Round two, the category is geography. Question one. How many states are in the United States?
10.
Question two. What do you call a chain of mountains? A range, a span, or an expanse? Question three. What is the capital of England? Bristol, London, or Liverpool? Question four. What is the imaginary line that circles the Earth at 0 degrees latitude, dividing the planet into the northern and southern hemispheres? The center belt, the invisible line, or the equator? Question 5. If Mount Everest is the first, what is the second tallest mountain in the world? Denali, K2, or Kilimanjaro? Question 6. Which country has the most active volcanoes? Indonesia, the United States, or China? Question 7. Where is the world's largest airport located? Japan, Saudi Arabia, or Brazil? And now the answers to round number 2. Question 1. How many states are in the United States?
50.
There are 50 of us. We are one of them. In alphabetical order. Alabama and Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and more.
Delaware.
I love that song. If I ever need to know, like, anything, I just sing that song. Well,
What's 9 times 30? Alabama and Alaska.
You knew what I meant. Question 2. What do you call a chain of mountains? A range, a span, or an expanse?
A range.
A mountain range. Like, that is correct. Question 3. What is the capital of England? Bristol, London, or Liverpool?
London.
London, England is the capital. That is correct. That was not a British accent whatsoever.
That was like a... Welcome to Jumanji.
I don't know what that was. I need to take some accent lessons for this show just to try to be better, man. Question 4. What is the imaginary line that circles the Earth at 0 degrees latitude, dividing the planet into the northern and southern hemispheres? The center belt, the invisible line, or the equator?
The equator.
That is the answer.
Sometimes I wish we were on the equator.
Because it's hotter?
Yeah.
The closer you get to the equator, the warmer your weather is all the time.
I would like to be, like, close to the equator, but not, like, on the equator. Because I wouldn't want to be too hot, but I'd want to be, like, warm.
Right. I think it's really hot. What if you were right on the equator and you could be like, I'm in the northern hemisphere, I'm in the southern hemisphere. I'm on the east bank, I'm on the west bank. Question 5. If Mount Everest is the first, what is the second tallest mountain in the world? Denali, K2, or Kilimanjaro?
Denali.
The answer is K2. It is located in Pakistan. K2 is the highest point of the Karakoram Range and the highest point in Pakistan. That's an odd name for a mountain.
I feel like if it was the second biggest, I would have known that. So that's why I've heard of Kilimanjaro and I've heard of Denali. So I was like, it has to be one of those.
I don't know why K2 is not that popular. I think that's kind of a cool name for a mountain and an easy way to remember that it's the second biggest because it's called
K2.
K2. I wonder what K1 is. Question 6. Which country has the most active volcanoes? Indonesia, the U.S., or China?
The U.S. Doesn't Hawaii have it?
Hawaii has a lot of them, but the answer is Indonesia. Indonesia is reported to have around 130 active volcanoes. Whoa, that is a lot. Question 7. Where is the world's largest airport located? Japan, Saudi Arabia, or Brazil?
I'd have to say Brazil.
The answer is Saudi Arabia. The world's largest airport is the King Fahd International Airport located in Dammam, Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry if I pronounced any of those wrong. It covers more than 300 square miles or 780 square kilometers. One airport is 300 miles around? That's insane.
What?
Hey everyone, it's Casey. Do you ever find yourself so busy that you don't even have time to think about going to the gym? And when you come home at night, you have so many kid activities to run to that it's so much easier to just grab something on the go versus making it at home? Well, no judgment, because this happens to me every single week. But I've got something that can help. Every Plate can help you dish up better habits with delicious, easy recipes delivered to your door, including new calorie smart, carb smart, and protein smart options. With new smart swap recipes, you can swap flour tortillas for lettuce wraps, white rice for lettuce, and potatoes for sweet potatoes to make better for you meals. Skip the store and enjoy wholesome homemade meals that cost less than groceries. Start with 50% off your first box with code TRIVIA50 at everyplate.com/podcast. Every Plate offer valid with auto-renewing subscription. Round three, the category is animals. Question one. Which animal group includes animals with names like grizzly, black, and sun? Question two. There are two kinds of elephant. One of their main differences is the size of its ears. In what continent do the elephants with larger ears live? Africa or Asia? Question three. Which of these animals cannot blink? Snakes, horses, or monkeys? Question four. What type of animal is a Holstein? A shrew, a cow, or a lemur? Question five. What is the nostril opening on the top of a dolphin's head known as? Question six, true or false? Male hippos are generally larger in size than female hippos. Question seven. What is a group of kangaroos called? A mob, a journey, or a hop? And now the answers to round three. Question one. Which animal group includes animals with names like grizzly, black, and sun?
Bears.
That is correct. And Berenstain. And Paddington.
And Gummy,
yes. Question two. There are two kinds of elephant. One of their main differences is the size of its ears. In what continent do the elephants with larger ears live? Africa or Asia?
I'm going to say Africa to, like, fan themselves.
That is correct. The African elephant has large fan-shaped ears. It is also larger in size than the Asian elephant. Question three. Which of these animals cannot blink? Snakes, horses, or monkeys?
Snakes.
You are right. Snakes cannot blink because they don't have eyelids. Instead, they have a transparent scale called a brill that protects their eyes. So sort of like comes across their eye to protect it from sand or
Does it stand there forever
whatever.
Or no?
No, I think they can retract move it in and out. Retract. Thank you. That is the word. I think they can retract it, but yeah, they don't have eyelids.
So they can't blink like we do.
Question four. What type of animal is a Holstein? A shrew, a cow, or a lemur?
A cow.
That is correct. A Holstein is a type of dairy cattle. Holsteins are known for their black and white spotted bodies and high milk production. So most of the time, if you were to go to a dairy farm, you would see Holstein cows, which are the black and white ones.
What's your favorite kind of cow?
Dutch belted, because they look like...
what?
Oreos!
Interesting.
Dutch belted cows are black on the front end, from like their front legs forward. They have a white stripe down the middle of their belly, and the back half of the cow is black. So black, white, black.
Huh.
Yeah.
See if you can guess mine.
Charlet.
It's a Highland cow. You knew this.
Oh,
you
Highland knew this? Cow. I did. Quinn loves Highland cows. That's
true.
They're
so cute.
I did know that. Question 5. What is the nostril opening on the top of a dolphin's head known as?
A blowhole.
Dolphins breathe through this single hole on the top of their head, which functions as their nose, allowing them to easily surface for air. So they come out of the water, they breathe out their blowhole, and they go back under. Question 6. True or false? Male hippos are generally larger in size than female hippos.
False.
True.
No.
Adult hippos average about 3,300 pounds for bulls, or the boys, and 2,900 pounds for the cows, or the girls. So male hippos are generally bigger than the females. Question 7. What is a group of kangaroos called? A mob, a journey, or a hop?
A journey.
Watch out, Quinn. There's a mob of kangaroos coming at us. Ah! It's a mob.
Of kangaroos.
A mob of kangaroos.
I thought it was going to be like a joey of kangaroos or something.
That's why I put a hop to try to throw you off. But then you picked journey. It is a mob. Al Capone and the kangaroos. Round number 4. The category is things that start with the letter W. Question 1. What is the name of the cowboy voiced by Tom Hanks in the Toy Story films? Question 2. Who owns the chocolate factory in the Roald Dahl book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Question 3. Who is the only daughter of Morticia and Gomez Adams in the Adams family? Question 4. In an alphabetical list of U.S. states, which comes last? Question 5. Eeyore, Piglet, and Christopher Robin are friends of which fictional bear? Question 6. The big red balls are a feature of which TV game show? Question 7. Humpback, bowhead, and blue are types of what animal? Round number 4 answers. Question 1. What is the name of the cowboy voiced by Tom Hanks in the Toy Story films?
Woody.
Woody is the cowboy.
Evil.
What does he say about a snake in his boot?
There's a snake in my boot.
That's it?
Yep.
You pull his cord? There's a snake in my boot. Question 2. Who owns the chocolate factory in Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka.
Double W. Willy Wonka owns the chocolate factory. Question 3. Who is the only daughter of Morticia and Gomez Adams in the Adams family?
Wednesday.
Not Monday. Not Tuesday. It's
not
Wednesday. Not Thursday either. Wednesday is her name. Question 4. In an alphabetical list of U.S. states, which comes last? Alabama, and Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and more. Go to the end. Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas and Utah, Vermont, and Missouri, Virginia, Washington, and West Virginia, too. If Wisconsin is the lesser, then there's only 49, but
Wyoming is the last state in the 50 states that rhyme.
Wyoming is the last state in the 50 states that rhyme.
Maybe I can't help you with every question.
If you don't know that song, it's a great song.
It's good.
Question 5. Eeyore, Piglet, and Christopher Robin are friends with which fictional bear?
Winnie the Pooh.
That's right. Winnie the Pooh and his pals. Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear pants. He doesn't. He only wears a red shirt.
It's a crop top.
It is a crop top. It's a bold move for a bear. I'm not going to wear pants, but I'm going to wear a crop top. Question 6. The big red balls are a feature of which TV game show?
Wipeout.
Wipeout. Wipeout is a funny show. People, when they bounce off those big red balls and fly into the air and land on their heads, and I bet they get hurt, but it's funny to watch. Question 7. Humpback, bowhead, and blue are types of what animal?
Whales.
They are whales. What's your favorite type of whale?
Beluga.
Ooh, that's a good choice. I don't know. I would love to see a whale in real life, though. I've never seen a whale in the ocean. Round number 5. The category is Star Wars. Question 1. What is the name of the robot who speaks in beeps and whistles and is a friend to Luke, Han, and Leia? Question 2. What is the name of Han Solo's hairy co-pilot and best friend? Question 3. What color is Yoda's lightsaber? Green, red, or blue? Question 4. What is the name of the Empire's giant weapon that can destroy entire planets? The Battle Star, the Death Star, or the Evil Star? Question 5. James Earl Jones is the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King and the voice of what Star Wars character? Question 6. Luke lost which of his hands in a fight with Darth Vader? His right hand or his left hand? Question 7. What is the name of Han Solo's starship? The Maltese Falcon, the Minotaur Falcon, or the Millennium Falcon? And now the answers to round number 5. Question 1. What is the name of the robot who speaks in beeps and whistles and is a friend of Luke, Han, and Leia?
R2-D2.
That is the right answer. He's the kind of one that looks like a shop vac. Like, he's got a round top and he's a cylinder.
He looks like an observatory thingy. Like, you know what the big thing with the telescope?
That's what he has a little, yeah. And then he rolls around and
beep, boop, beep, 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 boop.
Question 2. What is the name of Han Solo's hairy co-pilot and best friend?
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
No, it's Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. Nope. Between my English accent and my Chewbacca, ooh, I am 0 for 2 today.
Oh, man.
Question 3. What color is Yoda's lightsaber? Green, red, or blue?
Green, because he's green.
How did you know that?
Actually?
Yes, it is green.
Because he's green?
Green it is. Wait, that works.
Is green it?
Is green it? Yes, green is it.
Green is it.
It's hard to switch up that sentence. because Yoda talks.
Wait, what was the original sentence?
I was going to say.
It is green. That's
it is green, but I was trying to say it like Yoda.
Green is it?
That works too. It's green is.
It's green is.
That's probably the Yoda-ist one. Question four. What is the name of the Empire's giant weapon that can destroy entire planets? The Battle Star, the Death Star, or the Evil Star?
The Death Star.
Right. In the Star Wars universe, the Death Star is the name of the Galactic Empire's moon-sized space station that can destroy planets. The Death Star was designed to enforce the Empire's reign of terror. The Death Star was equipped with a super laser array that could destroy planets. So it has lasers. Boom, 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 boom. Question five. James Earl Jones is the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King and the voice of what Star Wars character?
I'm going to guess 3CPO.
He's the voice of Darth Vader. So Mufasa and Darth Vader, same voice. Have you ever realized that?
No, I have not.
Truth. Question six. Spoiler alert. Luke lost which of his hands in a fight with Darth Vader? His right hand or his left hand?
His left hand.
It is his right hand. During their lightsaber duel, Vader severed Luke's right hand, which is a pivotal moment in the Star Wars narrative, signifying the dark side's influence and the painful revelation of Vader being Luke's father. So his own dad cut off his hand with a lightsaber.
Oh my God.
That is not a nice thing for a dad to do. Question seven. What is the name of Han Solo's starship? The Maltese Falcon, the Minotaur Falcon, or the Millennium Falcon?
The Millennium Falcon.
It is the Millennium Falcon. And I think you can get a Lego Millennium Falcon to build.
I think
build.
You can, too.
I bet it would be very hard.
I think you could get anything from Star Wars as like a Lego thing.
Star Wars Legos are very popular. You can get lots of Star Wars Legos things.
Yes.
And now, it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had, so use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one. In the game of Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, what animal can Link turn into?
A wolf.
Question two. What is the imaginary line that circles the Earth at 0 degrees latitude, dividing the planet into the northern and southern hemispheres?
The equator.
Question three. What is the name of the Empire's giant weapon that can destroy entire planets?
The Death Star.
Question four. What is a group of kangaroos called?
A mob.
Question five. If Mount Everest is the first, what is the second tallest mountain in the world?
K2.
Question six. Which country has the most active volcanoes?
Indonesia.
Question seven. In an alphabetical list of U.S. states, which comes last?
Wyoming.
And here come your shout outs. Roblox comes from Lily.
Thank you, Lily.
Legends of Zelda comes from Jace.
Thank you, Jace.
And Star Wars comes from Everett and Peter.
Thank you, Everett and Peter.
And here come your birthday shout-outs. The first birthday shout-out this week goes to listener James, who is turning 10. Happy birthday, James. He lives in the Pacific Northwest, and he loves skiing. He actually races on skis. Crazy. He loves Brazilian jiu-jitsu, soccer, mathematics, Nerf and gel blaster wars with his friends and neighbors, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and being a kind and loving friend to anyone who knows him, and an amazing big brother to his 5-year-old sister, Reed. That's great, James. James, you live in the Pacific North and you love to ski. You also love jujitsu and soccer and math and Nerf with your friends. It sounds like you're a really great kid, so keep it up, James. And happy birthday. Our next birthday shout-out goes to listener Theo, who is turning 5. Happy birthday, Theo! T-H-E-O, T-H-E-O, T-H-E-O spells Theo. F-I-V-E, F-I-V-E, F-I-V-E spells 5. That's how old Theo is turning. Happy birthday, Theo! Our next birthday goes out to listener Penny, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Penny! She loves climbing and monkey bars, a series of unfortunate events, books, and TV show, arts and crafts, and making her little brother Jack laugh. So sweet. Penny, you are turning 7. Happy birthday. You love climbing and monkey bars and a series of unfortunate events. You love arts and crafts and being funny to your little brother. Happy birthday, Penny. Hope it's the best day ever. Our next birthday shout out goes out to listener Vaughn, who is turning 5. Happy birthday, Vaughn. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona. He loves Legos, riding his bike, arts, bones, like skeletons and anatomy, playing with his best friend, Orion, and being a big brother to Jude. Your mom and dad are so proud of you, buddy. Happy birthday, Vaughn! You live in Phoenix and you love Legos and riding your bike and art and bones and playing with your best friend, Orion, and your brother, Jude. Awesome. Happy birthday. Our next birthday shout out goes out to listener Molly, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Molly. She listens to our show with her cat, Paw, who dutifully listens from the rocking chair. Molly says they share a special bond. That is so sweet. She enjoys basketball and is passionate about wildlife rescue. She would have 100 rescued animals in the house if she could. That's great, Molly. I agree. Every animal is special. Good golly, Miss Molly. It's your 8th birthday. And I will say hi to your cat, Paw, too. I hope that you get to rescue a bunch of animals for your birthday, like raccoons and snakes. Yeah. Happy birthday, Molly. Our next birthday goes out to listener Sam, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Sam. He is from Bloomington, Minnesota, and loves all sports, particularly hockey, football, and baseball. He is a wonderful friend, curious thinker, and he loves the song Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys. Sam is turning 8, and he's from Minnesota. He loves all sports, but especially hockey, football, and baseball. He's a wonderful friend and a curious thinker. Happy birthday, Sam. You are super great. Our next birthday goes out to listener William, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, William. He is from Ballston Lake, New York. He is a wonderful big brother to James and Theodore and their new dog, Gus. He is always a leader, a great friend, and a wonderful learner. He loves trivia for kids. We love you too. Pokemon, baseball, art, Legos, and all of the Philly sports teams. William, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. And you're turning 7. Happy birthday, William from New York. You're a leader and a great friend and a wonderful learner. And you love baseball, art, Legos, and Pokemon. But don't forget the Philly sports teams and your brothers, James and Theodore, and your dog, Gus. Happy birthday, William. Our next birthday shout out goes to listener Jolene, who is turning 3. Happy birthday, Jolene. She's from Connecticut and she loves doodling, eating candy, and watching Paw Patrol and Peppa Pig episodes. She also must have whatever her big sister Sky has, from clothes to toys to food. That's so cute. Jolene, you are 3 and you're from Connecticut. Jolene, you love to eat candy and doodle and watch Paw Patrol and Peppa Pig. Happy birthday, Jolene. We hope it's super great. Yeah. And our last birthday shout out goes out to listener Ashton, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Ashton. He lives in Dublin, Ireland with his big brother, Axel, his mom and dad, Andrea and Aaron. He loves playing Monopoly, reading Dog Man, and he's starting to learn how to do Irish dancing, and he loves it. That's so cool. He's always such a happy boy and makes everyone around him smile. Oh, and his mom says we love him so much. Happy birthday, Ashton. You're turning 7, and you live in Ireland. You love Monopoly and reading Dog Man, and you love to Irish dance. Will you teach me how? Happy birthday, Ashton! And here is your conversation starter. Besides water, what is your favorite drink?
Oh, I like boba.
You do like boba.
You know what else I like?
Your mom.
I love my mom. I really like smoothies.
Yeah.
Those are really drinks. Or I like tea drinks, but not like steaming tea. I like sweet tea that people make in like cafes and stuff.
Okay. Interesting.
Have you ever like sweetened like...
Yeah.
We worked at one of those the other day. It was where you have, it's like a mango drink, or it can be a strawberry one, or like any of those. Not like a Gold Peak sweet tea, but like a...
They were like energy teas.
Yeah, kind of.
I would say my favorite drink was, I drink a lot of water.
Or like bubbler too.
I would say my favorite drink besides water, I drink mostly water, is probably...
Coffee.
I do love an unsweetened iced tea, though. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.